Unless companies have the capital to build from the ground up, the plants that process fish in Bristol Bay will carry reminders of the dreams and disasters of others long gone by. Such is the case of the plant at the end of Wood River Road. Samantha Russell has been the manager since Icicle took ownership in 2013.
The original building that we still operate out of, I believe it was built in 79. Certainly has a history, and even, you know, there was plants here back in the 1800s as well, right here at this spot.
Now she and her core team are putting their mark on the Wood River plant, and over the past 3 years have made a lot of upgrades. Russell points out the new storeroom for hardware and supplies, the better flooring, the better lighting.
Time was not kind on this poor little plant, but so it took the right group of folks to come in here and make a commitment, and we've stuck through it, and now we've doubled our capacity in the last 3 years.
Some of the newer plants she's worked at are built with everything pre-dialed in. All the little things that hundreds of employees need in these remote locations for one wild month are where they ought to be, and operations run smoothly. Russell says Wood River is getting there.
Feels a little more put together, doesn't it? You know, it's just things have their own spot now.
Russell has kept a tight core team with her as she moved around Alaska with Icicle, eventually settling here at Wood River. After learning from problems with the workforce last year, Icicle and other companies are leaning heavily on the H-2B visa program this year. Many of Russell's 330 employees are from Eastern Europe and Jamaica. The morale around the plant is high, and employees like coming back year after year.
Trade secret, I would say you got to spend a little more money on food. And you've got to take it one day at a time.
Past the little things are the big ones. The Wood River plant has gone from one processing line now to five and doubled its capacity. New RSW holding tanks can keep up to 400,000 pounds of fish cold in between the tender and the lines. The egg room was expanded so the production of high-value roe can keep up with the extra round pounds. And there are those outdoor chores that every buyer in the bay knows about.
This bulkhead was just in a terrible state of disrepair when we got here, and you know, we've learned how to drive pile real well, I can tell you that.
In addition, nearly every timber on the dock has been replaced. Tied up at the end of the dock is one of the most important upgrades at the Wood River plant.
This barge actually came from Dutch Harbor and used to be the fuel barge for Bristol Bay, and is now since decommissioned. And makes a great platform for a fish pump, I gotta tell you.
For shore-based processors in Bristol Bay, which has the eighth highest tidal extremes in the world, every foot they can stretch further out into the river channel makes a difference. Russell says this new pump barge is doing the trick.
We gain about 25 feet in the river, which equates to about 3 to 4 hours a day extra pumping time. It allows for deeper draft tenders. And if we get real creative, we can actually tie up two tenders at a time, do ice and services for one while we're pumping the others.
Russell says these improvements and the millions of dollars behind them say a lot about Icicle's commitment to the long haul at Wood River.
Oh, yes. And we were committed 3 years ago, and we're committed today just as we've ever been. You know, every year we've put in millions of dollars in upgrades and future planning and capacity expansion. And I think that if anybody looks back at the last 3 to 4 years, it really shows down here when you drive down here.
Behind her, 330 employees are at task or at rest as chilled round pounds come in and fresh fillets and frozen H&G goes out 24/7. Standing on the dock in the Wood River at sunset is never a bad place to be, and not a bad spot for Russell to take as short a break as a plant manager will to reflect on the job at hand.
There's a certain sense of participation in this fishery and a sense of accomplishment when you complete the season. And you know, it's real, real tough some days, but at the end of the day, it's always worth it.
From the Wood River and for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report, I'm Dave Benninger.